May the Lord enable us to commence this evening with hymn 574. What a precious, needful thing is the Lord and Saviour. Zion shall his mercy sing, now, henceforth and ever. In him a rich fullness dwells, and is freely given. Law and conscience Jesus quells, crooked things makes even. 574.
Thank you. feel it upon my spirit to read from the most holy word of God three portions again from Isaiah's prophecy and chapters 12 and then chapters 25 and 26. Isaiah's prophecy, chapters 12 and 25 and 26. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Chapters 25 and 26. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defence city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place. Even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. He will destroy, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down low, bring to the ground, even to the dust. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low, he layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me, I will seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us. For thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased a nation, O Lord, thou hast increased a nation. Thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening hand was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind, we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. May the Lord bless us reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, gracious, and almighty Lord God, once more we're brought into thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard, at the Sabbath evening hour. No, Lord, we're favoured so to do, to gather without the fear of man or authority. Lord, there might be more than this, that desiring, that hungering and thirsting after thee and after thy righteousness. Longing for those few crumbs that may fall from the Master's table. A little sip from the well of salvation. O Lord, if we're spared, we soon return to those things of time and those various paths from which we've been brought. No, Lord, may it please thee that in all our needs and all those sorrows of the way, those tribulations and distresses and perplexities, afflictions and trials, that, O Lord, that thou, even this night, we may all gather those hands for a purpose. There may be that which we can take home and beat out. Oh, do be pleased, if it could be thy will, to so do for us. We're unworthy. We're unworthy of the least of thy mercies. But, O Lord, we feel at times the Sabbath is so short. And soon, those pressing things of time, those trials of the way. We'll have to enter into them again. But, there might be then, even this day, that which we will strengthen and help and encourage in the days to come. O Lord, we prove we cannot live by bread alone. We cannot. Is it not by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? Doth man live? Certainly one quickened, but whom thou hast taken out that heart of stone and given a heart of flesh, new and living desires. Truly then is it, sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Nothing else will do. And so, O Lord, who satisfies with thy goodness and send none empty away. Lord, if it could please thee, may all put the new song in the mouth. O Lord, thou knowest how at times all those things of the pathway, Lord, we are much cast down. But O Lord, we trust we have that hope. There is that one to whom we can go. Cast, he saith, on me thy care. And so, do we know us even then this night? Lord, thou knowest the others' paths. Lord, thou knowest them. Enable them to cast those cares upon me. No, Lord, oneself, our own concerns, Lord. How they've laid heavily upon us even in the past moments of our life, through the past week. And so, Lord, strengthen us, strengthen each one. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. But, O Lord, we cannot do these things of ourselves. Thou must take the word, thy word, that word of thy grace, this precious word. No, Lord, we trust, have we not known it in time past? We trust that those portions of thy word have been like unto us, those apples of gold in pitchers of silver. Those portions of thy word in those times of trouble, Ah, oh, they've revived us again. Thou hast met with us all when we felt ready to faint and die in the way. Oh, like the one of old. Ah, have we not known it in time past and perhaps even one this night? Oh, brought in such a way into thy courts. Oh, that enemy pursuing them, that enemy of souls. Oh, that account there, we, oh, how wondrous it is. Now, it is speaking in this poor trembling sinner some while ago, but ah, rise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Ah, thou art able to compassionate our cases. And, O Lord, thou art not leave us to fall into the hands of the enemy. Oh, thy dear servant there, the prophet of old, he thought he was going to fall into the hands of the enemy. Oh, that one that pursued after his life to destroy it. Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. And so, O Lord, we're brought into thy courts this evening hour. Oh, if it could please thee, may there be a portion for seven and a portion for eight. Oh, when we read concerning thee, when thou wast here upon the earth, oh, those many thousands, oh, and when thou didst, was it not at that time when thou didst break those few loaves and those fishes, and thou didst give thanks, and oh, there was an abundance, oh, a great sufficiency, more than enough. And there were taken up those many, oh, was it not those 12 baskets full of those fragments that remained? Oh, if it could please. Ah, so those then that have been wearied in rowing, their strength is decayed. Didst thou not say unto the disciples, oh, even that time, come and dine. There is a meal prepared upon the coals. Oh, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Ah, oh, what a mercy. Oh, and we think upon that. Ah, oh, we have that one to whom we can go. Our advocate with the Father, our glorious high priest. Oh, that one that went here upon the earth was not ashamed to be called brethren, seen eating with publicans and sinners. Oh, may it please thee. Oh, even this night that thou hast been seen eating with us, a company of poor sinners. Lord, thou knowest then, oh, undertake and manage all. Lord, once again we will bear before thee the young. Oh, the dear young ones here. I tried to speak to some in the earlier part of the day. But, O Lord, do work in their hearts mightily. Oh, what days we live in. Many distractions and attractions. O Lord, do keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. May thy hand be upon them for good. And oh, cannot some of us look back and rejoice now? Oh, there were those certain things, were they not, in our paths were hedged, the way was hedged up. Oh, our flesh would have loved to have gone in it and done those things, but oh, there was that unseen hand upon us for good, kept by the power of God. And so do keep them by thy almighty power. And Lord, the babes in arms then, as they go on, Lord, and into life, and each one, oh, as they grow up, Lord, undertake for them. Enable them whilst young in you, also work in their hearts, we plead, like though it is with Samuel of old. Was it not in him the tender fear of the Lord thou at his working? And so, O Lord, work in their hearts also, we plead. And, O Lord, in those difficulties as they go on into life, Ah, may they be now to cast their cares upon thee. May they prove, that thou art a God that hears and answers prayer. Lord, as they go on into life, oh, we thought earlier in the day, how subtle is the foe. How subtle is the foe. Goes about, seeking whom he may devour. We know at times he's like that roaring lion. But at times, how subtle. Lord, do keep them, we plead. And remember once again the parents and the, as they bring up their families. Do enable them to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Give them that grace so to do. And, Lord, to undertake for them in their paths. Lord, each one in their paths, and especially those in the midst of life and all that concerns them, labouring for the meat which perisheth. Lord, do go before them in all their ways, direct their steps. But, Lord, we live in dark and difficult days, yet thou dost reign, the gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. No, Lord, thou art able to provide all their needs according to thy riches in glory. No, Lord, we, this poor one, and dear one, we trust we can acknowledge thy goodness and mercy to us. Thou didst even move the hearts of those of the world. Like thou didst the prophet of old, thou didst command the ravens to feed him. And so it was. And, Lord, even those of the world are in thy hands. And dost thou not move them from time to time to do for our good? We believe we proved it so. And so, Lord, do provide and manage all in their paths. Remember those in the even time of life once again. Lord, undertake for them. Feeling at times a mud-walled cottage shake. And how we need each to be prepared for that day. We do. Some of us, we believe now we have already see that day approaching. A time to be born and a time to die. But prepare us each, O Lord. May there be that cry upon each one's lips. Prepare me, gracious God. To stand before thy face, for thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Leave us not to be resting on anything false. anything short of a precious Christ. Lift up our feet out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. For, Lord, when that last great and terrible day, when we have to appear before the judgment seat of God, if we're standing there with that which is of our own doing, how solemn it will be. Depart from me, for I never knew you. We may say we've done this or that in thy name. But if we have not on that wedding garment, if we have not on that garment which Christ wrought, that which is all seamless, then we shall be seen exactly as we are. But if we have, and may it be so, that robe which thou hast wrought, then neither a spot or a shadow of a spot upon the soul be found. And so, Lord, leave none untouched. Thou knowest the hearts and all the desires. But, Lord, we can look back, some of us, and we can say, there we were, those years we entered into thy courts, we had no more life than the very door that swung in and out. We're as dead as the seat we sat upon. But, blessed be thy holy name. That word which was sharper than a two-edged sword. That which was like the nail in a sure place, it was effectual. Effectual. And so, Lord, we I believe like the psalmist, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach. And so thou wilt, when thou dost begin that work, there will be those cries, those groans before the Lord, thou wilt pour out upon them that spirit of grace and supplications. Ah, what a mercy it is. Oh, for in and of ourselves we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But then will it not be, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, save me or I perish. Oh, there will not be those like that one that he thanked God that is not like other men. But there'll be that, I cannot even lift the eyes up, but there'll be smiting upon the breast. Oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach. And so thou wilt cause. If their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if thou hast loved them from all eternity, there will be that time that rolls on apace, not to propose but call by grace. Bless is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach. And so, O Lord, thou knowest each one, for thou seest the heart through and through. And O Lord, once again, we would not be unmindful of those in affliction, Lord. We gather one that was thy servant, that would have been possibly here, but in the days to come. But Lord, thou knowest his affliction, the path he walks in now. O Lord, do appear for him. Grant him thy presence and help and his thy comfort. Lord, may he feel that thou art the everlasting arms underneath him. And, O Lord, we think upon one or another of thy servants who they've reached a great age now. They've laboured many years in thy name. And, O Lord, may they prove that which they preached. Or may they prove it. And do not leave them then comfortless, Lord. We know that thou wilt not, but we plead for them. Oh, comfort them where they are even this night. And one, Lord, as he is upon our thoughts even now, Lord, comfort him. But Lord, any of thy servants, would have perhaps gone forth to labour in thy name this day, that laid aside upon beds of affliction, Lord, undertake for them. And Lord, do draw near and come ye aside and rest a while. And may they prove that thy one spoke to this poor trembling one as we ventured in thy name. Oh, you have a good master. Oh, we have. And so, Lord, comfort them in their in their afflictions, in their trials. And, O Lord, that which they've set forth as they've gone forth in thy name, Lord, do speak it unto them. And so, O Lord, remember them, we plead. And remember any others in affliction, Lord, here or elsewhere. Oh, whether young, in the midst of life. Lord, remember them each. Lord, do remember them. Oh, thou art a good God. And so, Lord, grant unto us that spirit of grant unto us that spirit of prayer for them. Lord, one only just those a day or so old, Lord, we plead for her. And dear her daughter-in-law, Lord, we would bear them before thee. Lord, one little one here raised up in measure again, we would thank thee. Oh, we would thank thee. Lord, remember the parents here. Oh, we especially think upon the parents of little ones when they're in affliction. Ah, that word, as a father pitieth his children. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And so, O Lord, in all these troubles then, these trials of the way, can we not? Oh, we trust we do. We know the comfort of our Heavenly Father. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And so, Lord, do grant then that help to each and every one. Grant that help to this poor trembling sinner as we try to speak in thy name again. Lord, pour in that we may pour out. Satisfy, O Lord, with thy goodness. Lord, we cannot speak unless thou dost give us that which to speak. We are but an empty earthen vessel. But, pour in the oil of thy grace. And, Lord, we're a man of unclean lips, we're no different than those in the pew. We would not set ourselves up, Lord, we cannot. But, we're men of like passions. Take that live coal from off the altar and touch it upon our lips. And so, Lord, those that labour in thy name in this evening hour, do unto them likewise we plead. Remember Zion then, this day, and again this evening. May it be a day, Lord, when thou wilt strengthen those things which remain, of those things which are ready to die. And, Lord, remember those that have, on the past day, that have walked in thy commands. Lord, keep the adversary at bay. Lord, we remember the time when it was so with us. How the adversary. But may they be basking, as it were, even in thy love, even this night. This day. Perhaps they're unable to sit down, they've view those things as it were afar off. Like we felt, in our own path when it was those years ago, we saw others that sat down to thy table. We thought we should never come there. There was that longing. But, the Lord's servant often used to speak, there yet is room. And no doubt those two dear young ones that have ventured forth and led in such a way. Grant them that joy and peace in believing. Even this night. Even this day. As they are able to gather with a few like-minded trembling sinners. To partake of those things. Of those emblems of thy broken body and thy shed blood. And so, Lord, we would bear them before thee. And, Lord, remember us also at the evening hour when we seek to do the same. Make one with us there. Touch our hard hearts, O Lord. And, Lord, we would bear before thee any that look on. Lord, draw by thy love. So we plead. Pardon and forgive then our many sins and all we've asked amiss. We plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 251. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I am completely blessed. 251.
seek him once again, the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. We venture back to the word we tried to speak from this morning, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Oh, that waiting then. Oh, that waiting. My mind goes to the time when it was so with this one. In prayer, my mind also, as I spoke in prayer, perhaps there's one even here that, they see those things that take place when those that sit down to the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, they feel very far off from it. There's that wrought in them, that love to the Lord, to his people and to his ways. Is that wrought in them like it was with Ruth unto Naomi? Different than Orpah. They both loved their mother-in-law. But there, dear Ruth, she had to say, entreat me not to leave thee. If there's been that wrought in your heart, that love to the Lord, to his people and to his ways, as I believe it was in mine those years ago now, and yet it seemed an impossibility. There was that waiting, crying unto the Lord, and he appeared to shut out my voice. I cried and shouted, but it seemed to be of no avail. What do we read concerning that dear woman that approached unto the Lord in all her need? He appeared to answer her not a word, but she obtained all there was or not. There was an obtaining. She obtained the blessing. And so there will be that waiting. That waiting. You may have those that like the disciples there. Send her away, for she troubleth us. But the Lord did not send her away. But those things that he spake they did not offend her either. There are many that are offended at the word of the Lord. We read concerning the Lord when he was here upon the earth. They are offended at his word and walk no more with him. But he said unto the disciples, and will ye also go away? But they said, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And, it'd be like that dear woman there. That importunity, that needs be. A desperate case. Was it not like her there? Was it not like one of old? I will not let thee go. She confessed she acknowledged she was no more than the dog under the master's table. But she, in that way, she said of a truth, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And so there will be that waiting. There will be not, you will not be offended at the word that seems to cut you down. That word that seems to, cut you to the quick. Therefore will the Lord wait. In my own case, there was that waiting. And saw those that gathered round the table. But there, the Lord will not leave you comfortless there. I believe there will be that which stirs up the hope and increases the faith. Ah, it will be so. The Lord's servant used to say, there yet is room. There yet is room. And perhaps, oh, as I thought upon it a little earlier, that meditating upon these things, or that hymn of Top Ladies 293, or the language of it there, perhaps we've left some behind, if we put it that way. Gone too far. But oh, the dear hymn writer there in the 293. Oh, what do we read in the language there? Is that the language of your trembling, fearful heart, encompassed with clouds of distress? Oh, as we say, the Lord at times works in those terrible things in righteousness. Oh, he does. He works his own, in his sovereign will, to work out that for our good. But to us it seems like those things which will crush completely, but are encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign. I pant for the light of thy face. Oh, is there then the panting for that? Oh, therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Oh, that panting, hungering and thirsting. I pant for the light of thy face, that in thy beauty, that I in thy beauty may shine. Oh, you feel your wretchedness like that woman. She acknowledges that dog that ate of the crumbs that fell from the master's table. Oh, that dog that, when we think upon the dog, how filthy they are in their habits at times. Oh, how filthy you are filled to be. That hell-deserving sinner. Oh, when the Lord begins that work, he will shine into your heart, and you will see what is there, and it will make you tremble. You'll be surprised at by the Spirit shining into your heart. You'll be surprised what's there. Oh, there'll be no more, come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. Oh, you feel to be the worst of sinners, the foulest of sinners. I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Oh, disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. Ah, that load. Ah, it's become the biggest burden that you bear. That load of your sins, your iniquities that testify against you. Lord, remove this load of sin. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. Ah, the Lord waiting to be gracious. We said this morning, we need that all of self stripped from us, brought to that place where there's nothing at all. We say that word wit's end. Oh, it's a mercy if you're brought there. May you each be brought there, wit's end. No might, no strength, no wisdom. Oh, that dear woman. Oh, that importunity there. Oh, she was brought to that place, that only thou couldst do her any good. Oh, that one, was there not another one in the Word of God? She spent all her money and rather grew worse. You'll prove that also. And all her money and rather grew worse. I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song and stretch forth my hands unto God. Shine, Lord, and my terror shall cease. The blood of thy atonement apply. Ah, that precious blood, that will be the desire in that day. Oh, that will be your longing to see like the Israelites of old, when the blood was sprinkled upon the doorposts and the lintels of their dwellings. They sheltered there under the safety of it. You long to see by faith that precious blood, his own heart's blood. The Lord of life and glory, to see him there at Calvary. See him in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground, but to see him there suffering in your room place instead, there'll be a longing for it. For these things to be made known unto you. No more notions then. Longing for these things to be known and felt. May the Lord yet lead you then into the garden to see him there. In his agonies. His agonies where he cried out, if it be possible, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. When he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? To be now, see by faith that, that one who knew no sin, bore the sin of many to see your sins there also laid upon him. Is there a longing then to see and to hear him in that day where he cried, it is finished. That finished work, nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled by his death and his merits and his righteousness. Shine, Lord, and my terror shall cease, the blood of atonement apply, and lead me to Jesus for peace, the rock that is higher than I. Speak, Saviour, for sweet is thy voice. If there's been a little hope raised up, you've heard his voice. You've heard his voice, there's been that little touch, a little hope raised up. And it's that voice which is now sweet unto you. Speak, Saviour, for sweet is thy voice. These things are very real in the needy sinner when brought down under the law. These things are very real. As we said a little earlier, we want more than notion. Something must be known and felt. Speak, Saviour. For sweet is thy voice, thy presence is fair to behold. I thirst for thy spirit which with cries and groanings which cannot be told. Unto you therefore which believe he is always to be made precious to you. But you long for that assurance of faith. As we said this morning, we realize we had a day's fast hasten on. Eternity is before us. We want divine reality. How will we stand in the swellings of Jordan if we have it not? Teach me to number my days and might apply my heart unto wisdom. That one that waits daily at the gates of the Lord. Therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious. If sometimes I strive as I mourn, my hold of thy promise to keep, the billows more fiercely return and plunge me again in the deep. Trial of your faith, which is much more precious than of gold. That trial of faith, are we those plunging into the billows? As I said this morning, this poor sinner, it was so with oneself. And what a billow it was, but the Lord, the evening time it was light. There was that time of joy that did come. Blessed be his holy name. But we've Oh, we prove in our own case we had to go much deeper yet, and you may yet also have to go much deeper. But it's in covenant love. It's not in anger. It's not in anger, it's in covenant love. And plunge me again in the deep of all harassed and cast from thy sight. The tempter suggests with a roar, the Lord has forsaken thee quite. Thy God will be gracious no more. Ah, blessed is a man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto. Ah, blessed is a man. Ah, the hymn goes on, yet Lord, if thy love has designed, or perhaps this is where your trembling soul comes. Yet, Lord, if thy love has designed no covenant blessing for me, oh, is that where you're found, poor trembling sinner? Oh, tell me, how is it I find some sweetness in waiting for thee? Ah, I believe, oh, what a mercy it is that we that felt sweetness that will keep you waiting there. It'll be that felt sweetness will keep you like Jacob. I will not let thee go. He wrestled with the angel until the break of day. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Ah, tell me, how is it I find some sweetness in waiting for thee? Almighty to rescue thou art, thy grace is immortal and free. Lord, ah, is this the desire of your heart then, or you plead it? Oh, plead on, trembling sinner. Time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me, oh, these things are personal, and oh, there's a needs be. Oh, if you're brought there, that trembling one, you won't want anything short of Christ revealing himself to you. Thy grace is immortal and free. Lord, succour and comfort my heart, and make me live wholly to thee. Oh, wait on, plead on. Oh, I believe I was brought to prove it. And you will prove it also, unless I'm awfully deceived. I believe there are those here also who have proved it and can testify of it. I felt to have to read those chapters. chapter 12 in Isaiah. Oh, when that time of love comes, and it will come, you cannot deny that which they let us plead. Oh, if he's put that plead into your very soul, there will be that which is brought to fruition. It will come to pass. Oh, if he's put those pleas into your heart, and your very soul, it will be brought to pass. And in that day, oh, may it be, sir. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away. And thou comfortest me. Ah, that comfort, that peace by his precious blood. That comfort and peace which only Almighty God can give. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Ah, these songs of praise. Now, as I hinted at it this morning, oh, this poor one, And it will be through those times and seasons when the Lord deals with you and brings you down low. I felt in my own case, I wasn't able to praise the Lord for the first time. My mouth was open. And oh, there might be those even here in this cause of truth. Those whom the Lord has wrought on, working on even at the moment, the Lord knows. But brought to that place where, in that day. O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. May we never let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. But if the Lord has done that for your never dying soul, for the Lord has drawn near and comforted. The Lord, there's been that patient waiting. You've been brought to prove that the Lord has been very gracious to the voice, under the voice of thy cry. And he's heard and answered it. And though the Lord has given you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, and you prove that in these things it's been your tea. Now, is it not those times of affliction and adversity? They are our teachers. We saw it not when we were yet dead, but now. But we've been given that rain of thy seed. That rain of thy seed. Has it not been that wrought in one or another? Oh, we seek for it. Has it been that where the Lord has wrought in your heart, where he's given strength to the poor and strength to the needy in his distress? A refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. He's wrought that in your case. Against the adversary of souls, the devil. You've brought to that place like we do. Do we not read in hymn 925? 925. It's been that. The language of 925. Does it come where you are also? And you've been brought to that place. Peace by his cross hath Jesus made. The church's everlasting head, hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. There's been that wrought in the billows, when o'er thy head the billows roll, and shades of sin obscure thy soul. When thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be. That one has been that peace. Peace by his blood, peace by his cross, peace by that which you've wrought. I trust there was that wrought in my heart that night, that peace of God which passeth all understanding. The Lord then put it into my heart. So stirred up my heart. The mouth was opened. The mouth was opened to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour I had found. Point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. What enemies we found in the way, what obstructions, what troubles seem to obstruct it all. The enemy. He will grant that enabling grace. This poor one, those
I believe a couple of years or so went past, and oh, there seemed to be many hindrances. And yet there was that wrought in my heart, that desire. The mouth was open, I felt the very stones would cry out, should I remain silent, and so it will be with you. With that desire to praise him, that song of praise. O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. As I was then led along, from time to time, I felt I must venture. And yet it seemed obstacle after obstacle that the old adversary put in the way. Until the Lord spake unto my soul, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is that to thee? Poor trembling sinner. One that has waited daily at his gates at the post of his door. One granted deliverance, deliverance. Could hope through grace raised up and all there, I believe then that, it cannot remain silent. There'll be that feasting of fat things of wines upon the lees well refined. There'll be that led into his banqueting house where his banner over you is love. Is there then that desire still that, there will be that time at all. The Lord knows your heart. And now the Lord knows how he's led you along. Done those things for you which, man cannot do. You could not do for yourself. Lord, my mind also went a little earlier in the day to Psalm 103. The language there. David sang that song, did he not? The time has gone nearly. It'd be those trembling worms that are brought. Those black but comely ones. There they will be brought by the psalmist. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me join. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That song of praise. As I said, when the Lord so granted this poor trembling sinner deliverance. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. Then the mouth of the dumb shall speak. Blessed be his holy name. The tongue. The tongue. I felt then, as I was led then to venture in that way. When I came up out of those waters, there truly was known and felt. That peace. That peace which no man can give. And if the Lord gives that peace, who then can make trouble? Peace by his cross hath Jesus made. That peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I felt it that day. And yet, we're brought into fresh troubles and trials, and we prove this word again and again. Do we not have to? And we will have to all the days of our life. But he will hear. He will hear. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious. And we often prove, and I'm not sure I can find that hymn, but oh, I can almost think of the language. But oh, maybe, no, that's the wrong one, so I'll have to leave it. But as we journey on, oh, how often rebellions. Ah, oh, we're rebellious creatures all the days of our life. We carry about that old man of sin. But ah, and we trust eyes, oh, even this one. Even since that day when the Lord so manifest himself to me. Oh, I prove the treachery of my heart. The Lord is gracious. We have to go again and again, look into that one raised high upon the gospel pole, a precious Christ. And we have to prove again, we shall all our days, down to our dying day, down to that very moment when, ah, may we be found sink into the arms of the Almighty. But the fullness resides in Jesus our head, that ever abides to answer our need. Ah, oh, the Lord will be gracious, and therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted. We trust in these things. Ah, oh, we prove a precious Christ continually. And ah, oh, and we believe in our all, in my own case, and I feel in my heart, becomes more precious. More precious. More precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Ah, these are wonderful things wrought in the heart of unworthy sinners. And he is gracious. Ah, he does hear. He does answer. Ah, there are some here that have proved it. May you each prove it. May you each be led to that time when, ah, the mouth of the dumb shall speak. To praise him, ah, to sing that song of praise. I will praise thee, and in that day, ah, oh, we said a little earlier, loose him, loose her, and let them go, ah, to praise his name, giving him all the glory. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £650, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, and Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday evening. And if he's well enough, Mr. Raymond Woodhams next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 582. High beyond imagination is the love of God to man, far too deep for human reason, fathom that it never can. Love eternal richly dwells in Christ the Lamb. 582.
Thank you.
to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. Oh, may it be by the Spirit it becomes unto one or another thy word, even thy word of command. Lord, thou knowest. We are the instrument in thy hands. And, O Lord, but the power is thine, the work is thine. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard or seen amiss. And, O Lord, do take those that separate now unto their homes in peace and safety. May there be something which remains. And, Lord, do gather us a few poor, trembling sinners round thy table, we plead. Oh, do satisfy us with thy goodness there. Oh, touch our hearts and tune our hearts once again to sing thy praise. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.